Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. We are very fortunate to be joined by Dominique Ruzala. Thank you very much, Dominique, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, it's great to get to talk to you.
You are very powerful. You are such a strong activist. So let's hear all about you, if you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
My name is Dominique Ruzala. I'm actually only 22. I just recently moved up to Massachusetts. I majored in animal behavior in college. And so since a young age, I very much cared about animals. And I became very confused when I realized there were some animals that we loved and welcomed into our home and other animals that we killed and were okay with killing. And I never really got a good explanation why it was okay. And I realized it really wasn't okay. So first time I ever told my parents I wanted to be a vegan, I was only 12 years old. They didn't really respond well. But as soon as I went to college, I became vegan and have been an animal advocate ever since. So I've been running Boston Animal Save since June. We're a pretty new group, but we've already gotten a little bit of recognition, and I'm hoping it'll grow into a strong group in the future.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm very grateful for your work with Boston Animal Save, and I'm really grateful personally to be speaking with you today because I just finished watching a lot of the Animal Save movements from around the world. And it's just so heartbreaking. And it's just this big divide of the compassionates and then the people who don't care. And yet the compassionates of all with the SAVE movement, including Boston Animal Save, are here saying this is a love-based movement. Yeah, so hopefully more of the population is going to come on board and become vegan.
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. We're always about peace. You know, we always stand on public property for our protests. We just basically want to challenge what's going on. We want to stop making it normal to hurt animals. Basically, our goal is just to challenge things and make people think. Like when we're standing outside the slaughterhouse, we want to draw attention to the slaughterhouse. We want to make people question, like, why are you supporting an industry that kills animals when we really don't need to?
Yes. And actually, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the SAVE movement? Because there are many who might not know about it.
Yeah. So the SAVE movement started with Toronto Pig Save in Canada. It basically began with a group of activists going to a slaughterhouse for pigs and bearing witness, taking videos and pictures of the pigs as they were going to slaughter. So this has since sprung into an entire movement with many SAVE groups emerging around the world. So Boston Animal Save is our local group here. We don't really do quite as much of the bearing witness of the animals just because there aren't that many slaughterhouses in the Boston area, which is a good thing, but it means that we've kind of gone into a little bit of other kinds of activism. So yeah, we mostly right now we kind of try to go to the farms. And right now we've been protesting that slaughterhouse that's being constructed in Westport.
What was it that attracted you to the SAVE movement and to be the founder of Boston Animal Save?
Yeah, what got me started, I used to live in New Jersey, and there's a group there, New Jersey Farm Animal Save. So I really enjoyed kind of that hands-on activism that they were doing. They would hand out samples of Gardein at festivals, and I would hand them out and talk to people about why I was vegan. And people, you know, it was amazing to see people saunter up and be like, oh, vegan, gross, eat the Gardein and then be like, wow, this is actually really good. It tastes like chicken. And then I'd just be like, you know, go over to our stand and go talk to people. And, you know, we'd pay people a dollar to watch a video about a slaughterhouse. And it was just amazing to see people change. And I thought, the more people we can have doing work like this, the more people we reach and the faster we can get toward our vegan goal.
Okay, thank you. And yes, I'd really like to hear the details about the protests in Westport for the newly construction of a slaughterhouse, which is very unfortunate because that's bringing us back into the dark ages of violence. And here we have a vegan world rising based on nonviolence and compassion. All of you activists out there every Saturday standing up for justice, kindness, nonviolence, and love.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's hear the details.
Yeah, so they're building a new slaughterhouse in Westport, Massachusetts. It's kind of a big farming community, and there actually have been multiple slaughterhouses in the area in the past, but they were shut down for various reasons. There was one in Dartmouth I know of, and there were a few others. So they're building another one because basically they have to transport the animals really far to get them slaughtered. And we definitely do not believe that we need more slaughterhouses in this world. So we're there every weekend just kind of drawing attention to the slaughterhouse, because not only do we think it's cruel and unnecessary, but it's also government funded and it's actually a registered nonprofit. So basically not only are tax dollars going towards it, but they don't have to pay taxes back on the meat. So we think that it's just a general issue. It's not even just about animal rights, but I'm sure many locals in Westport would be outraged by the knowledge that there's a slaughterhouse being built. These animals don't deserve to suffer. And it goes beyond just treating them badly while they're alive. It's cruel to kill them. I basically want to keep protesting and challenging this idea that we need to kill animals just to eat their meat when humans do fine and in fact better on a vegan diet. Vegans are much less likely to experience obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and a whole plethora of other issues. And the meat industry is also one of the leading causes of climate change. So I think it goes even beyond just the animal rights issue. I just think expanding on the animal agriculture industry is simply irresponsible.
Absolutely. You're such a wise woman, Dominique. Thank you. Yeah, and so it's really unfortunate that the industry is based on harm and violence and misogyny. The whole animal agriculture industry is first and foremost a misogynistic practice by exploiting females for their reproductive powers, stealing their babies, and then stealing their breast milk, which is dairy products, stealing their menstrual secretions, which are eggs, and there's no need for any of it.
Yeah, it's the whole idea of using someone else for your own pleasure when they can't fight back and they can't protect themselves.
Everything that we as a human population do to the other animals boomerangs back at us, so it becomes a mirror to us. So if we don't like discrimination, exploitation, misogyny, violence, fear, have they started the construction yet?
Yeah, they have started the construction. They say that they're going to open up in spring. I'm not really sure if they're completely on track for that, but that's what they're saying right now.
Where is Westport in relation to Boston or to Worcester?
It's south of Boston. Yeah, it's 60 miles south. So some of us travel, but some people are... We have one woman who keeps coming out who's from Westport, and we have people who come out from Rhode Island. So.
Wow, yes.
Yeah.
That dedication to travel to this site. And how far is it from Worcester, Westport?
Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, it's 68 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually live north of Worcester, so I drive like a good 80 miles to be there. But, I mean, it's really important to me.
That's so noble of you. Thank you, Dominique.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's important to keep challenging it, especially I feel, you know, it's a brand new slaughterhouse that's being constructed right now. Like, I feel like now is the time to challenge it more than any other place we could be at right now.
We're listening to Dominique Rosala, a 22-year-old vegan activist. Dominique is joining us via Skype in Ayr, Massachusetts. She is the founder and director of Boston Animal Save. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We'll take a short break, and after this break, we'll continue our conversation with Dominique.
WCUW.
Hi, this is Sunta Africa.
And this is Veliquete.
and you are tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM Community Radio in Worcester, Massachusetts.
And worldwide, WCUW.org.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're joined by Dominique Ruzala, a vegan activist joining us via Skype in Ayr, Massachusetts. Dominique is the founder and head of Boston Animal Save. Also in this second half of the show, we'll be hearing about the vegan activism currently happening in Cleveland, Ohio, Berkeley, California, and Seattle, Washington, and also Oklahoma. We'll be hearing a recording of Connie Spence, the founder of Vegan Batman Light, at her recent event at the Christmas Parade in Oklahoma. The vegan message is a message of joy to all and peace on earth. Despite that, Connie was heckled, and although she was alone, she persevered, and she continued to shine the vegan Batman light with 30 by 30 illumination on a highway overpass.
There is a blank wall. It's animal abuse. Go to a slaughterhouse.
We'll also be hearing the liberation song by Ernesto of Direct Action Everywhere. And now we'll continue our conversation with Dominique Ruzala, the founder of Boston Animal Save.
So last week we went to a small turkey farm. There's just a couple of us, and you know, we were just standing there with signs like "Go Vegan." I had a drawing of a turkey saying "I want to live," and we just kind of stood there while people were going in and out and buying turkeys for Thanksgiving. And you know, people were like looking at us, taking pictures. Some laughed, but you know, we just want to be there to challenge this idea that this exploitation cruelty is okay in any way. They had 10,000 turkeys on this site. So they're killing 10,000 turkeys every year, but they try to argue like, oh, we're just a small farm that cares about our animals. And, you know, the same farm we were at last year, they had a fire where 7,000 turkeys died. And they were saying, oh, we're so hurt that people would accuse us of overcrowding our turkeys. We would never do that. It's not about the money. We love the turkeys. And I'm like, if you love them, you wouldn't kill them. What kind of love is that? You know, they're only 5 months old.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter if it's 7,000 or 7 turkeys.
I mean, you see articles all the time coming out where it's like person killed and ate his dog and, you know, people want jail time for him. But for some reason, that dog is different than any other kind of animal. You kill and eat the animal and people think it's fine.
Right. So again, I give you a lot of credit because I know that you get a lot of pushback and everyone's just following orders to harm and exploit and use others at their expense, which is a detriment to human life and all life on this planet. And so it's about the vegan evolution that we're coming into a new age. So it's a matter of stopping discrimination and to practice the golden rule.
Yeah. Well, I think people find it painful to examine your own behaviors and wonder if possibly you're doing the wrong thing. Like, people always love to point fingers at someone else. And I think that's part of the disconnect between, you know, our animal agriculture industry here in the United States versus the dog meat industry in Asia, for example. Because people love to point fingers at them and be like, these evil people, like, treating these animals this way and killing them and eating them. And then, you know, if you point out you're doing the same thing to a different set of animals, and they'll be like, oh, but, you know, blah, 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 excuses. Like, they try to rationalize it. And I think that's part of why people respond so almost aggressively toward us sometimes when we challenge this idea that animals are ours to use. Because honestly, in their hearts, they know it and they feel guilt. And they express this by lashing out at us. So by making animal sounds at us, they're screaming, I love bacon, I love meatloaf, herder. You know, they want to get a reaction out of us because it makes them feel better, and it kind of takes this focus off of them and their own actions.
Right.
Because I think people know they're hurting animals and they know it's wrong. They know they don't have to do it, but it's difficult for them to admit that they might be doing something wrong and that there's a way for them to change to make the world better.
Yes, you are so wise and you have so much knowledge, Dominique. Thank you. And I'm also interested in your education because we know that the educational institutions of animal sciences, veterinary medicine, animal wellness programs, holistic health programs, they are all kindest institutions who are...
Yes.
Participants in animal cruelty and abuse based on discrimination, yet I don't see any change in any of them. Do you see anything happening?
Yeah, so I mentioned I majored in animal behavior in college. So I originally went into school pre-veterinary. So I really wanted to be a veterinarian. And I really loved large animals, so I really wanted to work with large animals. And of course, I very quickly realized, this was me as a child just realizing it, that large animals, all medicine is geared toward making sure they live long enough and they're relatively healthy enough for us to slaughter them and eat them. And honestly, I kind of went through a little bit of an existential crisis about it because I was like, you know, how can I provide treatment to these animals? It's just to keep them alive so we can kill them when they're way too young. Like, what kind of a life is that? And so I went into college as an animal behavior major, and I had the same kind of idea, the same hope that people who say they love animals would actually be kind to animals. But I started to realize really fast that people love the idea of animals. People love how animals make us feel, but we don't actually necessarily act in the animals' best interests. And I quickly discovered that because we had monkeys on campus, and it was just behavioral experiments they did with it, but I just felt so uncomfortable around the monkeys because they were so intelligent. I had a hard time separating them in my brain as not human because they looked at me with a very human eye and they kind of responded to me like the same. It almost kind of freaked me out how similar we were. And I would just learn more about the research that other professors would do. And, you know, like one professor was studying chickens. So she had a ton of chickens and she would do what she needed to do to her chicks. And then she would kill them and cut open their brains to, you know, see what happened in their brains. And I quickly found that as an animal lover, I didn't really have a place in the animal labs. Like, I was gonna do work on bats, and the professor had already accepted me into her lab, and I sent her an email like, hey, so when am I gonna get started? And then she asked me to come to her office and sat me down. It was like, I found out you're really into animal rights. I don't think this is the lab for you because you're going to complain about how I treat my animals. So I had a lot of drama and issues with that. The fact that I was in an animal behavior program and people seemed to be concerned about me because I cared so much for what the animals were feeling and experiencing. And I ended up dropping my pre-vet too because I just couldn't reconcile with the idea of treating animals just to be food and property and livestock. I talked to a good number of veterinarians about it. I actually shadowed in a vet, and I would see the vet techs and they'd be complaining because, you know, we had a dog brought in that had huge mammary tumors because the dog hadn't been spayed. And they're like, how could these people not care about this animal and give this animal proper care? And then they'd be like, oh, where'd you get that sandwich from? It looks really good. And she'd be like, oh, it's a bacon sandwich. I got it from this place down the street. And they'd be like, oh, awesome. Like, I love ham. And I'd be like, oh my God, like, you know, I just watched a dog get put to sleep and everyone was really sad about it. And then everyone's just going to go and eat a different dead animal. And I had a similar experience talking to a vegan veterinarian about my concerns. And she was like, yeah, it's like really weird to go to a seminar on dog nutrition and everyone's, you know, served ham sandwiches. And it doesn't, you'd think that these people who love animals would make the connection more than anyone else, but it doesn't seem to be the case. And a lot of the people that majored in animal behavior with me, you know, they went on to work at zoos or SeaWorld, animal training. And I feel like I'm the only one that was like, wait a second, guys, like, this is all crazy. Like, I'm doing this because I love animals. Like, why are we hurting them like this? And I kind of went a different way and started fighting for animal liberation.
Thank you, Dominique. You're very powerful. Because of you, the world is changing, which, of course, will be a better world for human and non-human animals alike. Because when we free the animals, we free ourselves. As long as we are a society that exploits and harms and murders other animals, nothing's going to change. Things are only going to get worse. So this is really necessary for sustainability and cultural transformation. We just need to keep at working at the vegan evolution revolution of love.
Where I grew up with the vegan Batman light. I have my message on the wall. We cannot stand the thought of slaughterhouses, yet our choices each meal are the reason they exist. Go vegan. Sand Springs, Christmas parade, vegan Batman light. I need your support. So I'm gonna keep changing these slides to fact or fiction. 99% of the 60 billion animals sent to slaughter each year are under 1 year old.
Because I'm like you.
I have a short musical interlude with the liberation song, written and sung by Ernesto of Direct Action Everywhere.
something about it. You say I'm different, so you treat me lesser than. But you are so wrong about me. Yes, you are so wrong about me. Because I'm like you, I feel pain, love too. I'm you but in a different body. Yet there's still life inside my body. Let me be free, freedom from your tyranny. It's all I've ever wanted. It's all I've ever wanted. Liberation. History and bring justice to my life love. Bring justice to the lives lost. Because every day they will try to convince you that humane murder is justified. But believe me, I don't want to die. But I'm at your mercy. And you are the difference. Be the voices of the silenced, and the silence stop the violence. And organize, mobilize, speak up for the defenseless. Without you are defenseless.
Interview, and what additional messages can you share with our listeners?
I want to express that never doubt the power you have as an individual to create change, because it was definitely intimidating for me to just get started with this group. I remember the very first meeting I held, which I wanted people to come meet me at a restaurant, and we'd talk about what we wanted to do, and I just, you know, sat there by myself and had dinner and went home. But I just kept going, and I just kept, you know, posting like, hey, I'm going to do this. And I started spreading it to local groups, and people started coming. And I think that if you are an individual and maybe you don't have a group in your area, you want to do activism, just start doing it. Just start posting that you're going to be there. Just do it, even if you're by yourself, and pretty soon you're going to have other people with you. And even if you are doing it by your own, on your own, know that it's not only you. There's thousands of other people out there doing that with you.
Wonderful. Dominique, you are a shining star.
Thank you.
You are greatly appreciated. You are so powerful on this planet. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm glad it went well.
Yes, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much, Dominique. And I really believe that You have a great influence within vegan ethics, vegan compassion, because we can all live with animals, that animals are here with us, not for us.
Yeah.
But somebody has to be the leader, and it's you, Dominique Ruzala, it's you.
Well, it's not just me. We need a lot of people doing a lot of work.
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much, Dominique. I'm really honored, and I'm very grateful that you've joined us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, thank you.
And Dominique, what contact information can you leave with our listeners for all your events?
The Facebook page is best, so Boston Animal Save on Facebook. I do have an email, too, which is bostonmaanimalsave@gmail.com.
Okay, so. And those who'd like to participate in the Saturday protest?
If they want to come to the Saturday protest, they can either contact us or they can just come. We're there every Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. And it's 275 State Road, Westport, Massachusetts.
Wonderful. Thank you, and thank you to all your comrades.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
We're joined by Dominique Ruzala, a vegan animal rights activist in Ayr, Massachusetts. She is the founder and head of Boston Animal Save, and she also leads the Westport animal rights activists who are protesting every Saturday outside the construction site of a new slaughterhouse in Westport, Massachusetts. Dominique has joined us via Skype in Ayr, Massachusetts. More news of current vegan activities include the Be Fair, Be Vegan billboard campaign in Cleveland, Ohio, large digital billboards in 8 locations. The Be Fair, Be Vegan started last year in Times Square, New York City, and then went to Tasmania, Connecticut, and now Cleveland. Also in Seattle, the Seattle Vegan Light Brigade is shining large spotlights with vegan messaging along highways and other high-traffic areas. Following the light of the Vegan Batman light, currently up every week in Oklahoma. And then there's the Vegan Cities by 2025. Join Berkeley, California, and Toronto, Canada, in creating vegan cities by 2025. Visit CompassionateCity.org. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
I love animals. All the time when I go see animals, I go hug them. I am vegan. Please go vegan for the human beings. Please go vegan for the animals too.
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
For the human beings. Please go vegan for the animals too. Our solstice the pig. I am vegan.
It's all I've ever wanted. It's all I've ever wanted. Liberation.
Know that it's not only you, there's thousands of other people out there doing that with you.
Yeah.